It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
Oh, here we go. Episode number 9. While he's nodding his head in agreement, we are number 9. We're just one short of 10. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're just going to keep these podcasts coming. I apologize for this coming out a little late this week. It's been an insane week. I am currently involved in a project at the happiest place on earth. Yes, I am an actor. I am David Beach. I am the host of The Lowdown. And right now I am in the midst of rehearsals. I'm helping direct a project and it's just absolutely insane. And time-wise, my life has been condensed to pretty much an hour drive in the morning and a 2-hour drive at home and a 12-hour day. So that makes, you know, it's insane. But I'm here and I'm doing this. And the podcast this week is going to be interesting. And it just hit me moments ago what we can talk about, because I was going to be talking about dating, because that's kind of a fascinating situation on the website I am on. I'm on several. And yeah, obviously not too successful. I wouldn't still be on them. One site that we are investigating and trying to hear from, and things aren't going very harmoniously right now. I have not heard back from them, but apparently they're biased towards height. And I've heard it from a couple people now, so I'm going to check that out. And they even have a commercial running against them from a competitor saying, rejected, and it might be that. We're going to check into that. And I have here a very interesting article I found through the telegraph.co.uk, Britain's number one quality newspaper website, talking about, check this out, the world's smallest girl proud of her tiny size. She's just 1'11" tall, and her name is Joyoti Amgi. She's 15 years old. She is the world's smallest girl, according to the Indian Book of Records, has a form of dwarfism called achondroplasia, and now fully grown, she weighs just 11 pounds. And I believe I got the name right, achondroplasia. Please correct me if you're a doctor and you know, or if you're even someone who knows, because I obviously don't. I just host the podcast. But far from being unhappy about her tiny size, she says she enjoys the celebrity status her height has brought her. I'm proud of being small. I love the attention I get. She told the Sunday Mirror, I'm just the same as other people. Woo-hoo! I eat like you. I dream like you. I don't feel any different. She attends her local high school in Nagpur, India, where she studies alongside classmates of her own age, though she sits at a specially made miniature desk. Her mother, Ranjana, 45, explained that her daughter's condition was not apparent until sometime after her birth. When she was born, she seemed quite normal. We knew about her disorder only when she was 5. She's cute, small, and we love her very much. Like any other teenager, she loves listening to pop music and watching DVDs, and apparently, oh, check this out, she enjoys listening to The Lowdown, hosted by David Beach, and occasionally writes him at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Not true at all, but she does hope to become a Bollywood actress, and she's recently recorded an album with one of India's favorite pop stars, Mika Singh. So you can be hearing her, and you can actually check a picture out if you search for the world's smallest girl. She's proud of her tiny size. Well, this is an episode going out to her, dedicated. And let's see what else. I stumbled across something really interesting. And once again, please, if you have any topics you want to be discussed, if you have anything that you personally, you want to get out there, please write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Get that email out to me. I know there's a few people listening. I know listenership has increased. I just found out you can get this on iTunes. I'm very excited about that. And we're working on increasing our coverage. So please, if you know anyone who might benefit from listening to someone ramble for 15 minutes, I've got the show for them. And if you listen in the background, you might be able to hear the studio cat and her bells. And of course, she stops anytime I bring attention to that. And let's see, what else have we got going on? This is what I found fascinating to me. You do enough searching, you're bound to find anything on the internet. And this is, I'm very excited because I have just signed up for a newsletter, a free newsletter that will help me grow taller and increase height. And it's all free. Okay, so this sort of this sort of unfortunate information is out there. Now, you know, I don't think I'm going to get in any trouble because I'm just reading the newsletter, and I just have a hard time believing what they're pushing, and it's time to bring a stop to this. Now, I would like to find out if there's any way to actually bring this company down, but who knows? But I do know that if I send them a couple of dollars, doesn't exactly say how much, but it's an amazing thing. I get a free newsletter, which is $147 value. $147 I paid. I didn't pay for that, and I've got this right here. It's a newsletter. It's about 8 pages long. $147 right here in this hand. I'm going to get a bunch of them and sell them on eBay. I've got some testimonials. There's a testimonial here from Raqib, who grew several inches in a month and a half. And according to this picture, he did. He's taller in that picture. And his hair is much spikier. That's interesting. He used Kimi and MF3 for almost 2 months. Regular food intake, exercise regularly, sleep patterns fixed. And if you want to grow 3 to 6 inches taller naturally and get a 50% height increase bonuses, I'm not sure what that means, a $349 value. $349. That's, you know, you thought $345 was good, but now we're talking $349. Helps you grow tall proportionally. This is amazing. But let's take a look at this newsletter. And see if you can, the main contents of this newsletter, there's a free secret every day, a proven scientific formula to mathematically calculate your maximum potential height based on your parents' and grandparents' height. Just that easy. If you don't know how tall you are, you can calculate it judging by how tall your parents and grandparents were. Or you can actually measure yourself. Or if you want to know what your maximum height is, I suppose you can do that. And you can measure your foot, possibly. Oh, another featured article. You can still grow tall even if both of your parents are short. Hard to believe. And there's a very nice article about the introduction to the most effective grow taller products. I'm going to see if I can start selling a product that teaches people that height doesn't make a difference. But now, okay, I'm going to do something I rarely do. I'm going to give away something free right now that is a value of $127.50. Here is the maximum potential height in centimeters. You take your father and your mother, you add those numbers together, their height. You take your father's mother and your mother's father and your mother's mother, divide them by 6, multiply them by 1.08 plus 8.8 centimeters, and you will find out your maximum height in centimeters. You can also transport it to inches. I think you multiply it by 3.5 to translate that to inches. And that's just for the men. Women, if you want to know, you're going to have to send me that $27.95 to get that. That's basically the kind of stuff that's out there. And I'll, you know, I will give them the $470, whatever it was, for this lovely cause. I'll give you that money. Okay, maybe I can't do that. $147. If I have anyone listening to call me and say, yeah, I tried it, it worked. They've got natural supplements, and the natural supplements is Kimi. And you know what's interesting? You know, someone actually may hear this, and there may be a lawsuit for me saying horrible things about them. They do have a picture of a doctor here. You can tell he's a doctor. He is wearing a white lab coat in front of beakers. And then it appears to be, well, he's got the eyes of one of those crazed hypnotists on one of those novels you see in the airplane racks. Not even sure how to describe it, but he's putting something in petri dishes, so you know that's real. There's a video clip to show you microbiology testing, and a picture of several of the awards they've won. And now, interestingly enough, if you join up now, you get a special thing for $4.95. It's a bonus for $4.95, and this is what you get. You actually get, this is a bonus, you get to find celebrities' heights. It will give you a celebrity height engine where you can actually search for celebrity heights to find out. Let's see what else they have right here. Oh, this is great. This is amazing stuff. Now, you can go and find out yourself, growtaller.net, all the great things they have, and automated interactive personal analyzer determine male and female's preference on height. That alone is worth signing up. Preliminary training techniques to lose fat, gain muscles, grow bigger, stronger, and taller at the same time. All right, so that's the kind of thing we're dealing with out there, and that's what this podcast is all about. We are trying to find out what's going on with height. We are trying to find out what's going on with people who are too tall. You know, I have not seen a website to help tall people lose height to make them normal, because apparently normal is a specific range. And if you're not there, then obviously you're abnormal. So, okay, this is one of those podcasts where I ramble for 15 minutes. Why? Because I don't have any subjects. No one's called me and said, here's some information. I've gotten a few emails, but, you know, basically people saying, hey, I listen to the podcast. Not bad, but we need more information. So please, if you have something you want to cover, lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or check out the blog, which is the Lowdown Podcast at blogspot.com. We're going to kind of cut this short. It has been a long week. I'm extremely tired, but you have been listening to The Lowdown. Please, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you know anyone who has been a part of growtall.net, let me make sure I give you the right one, growtaller.net, if you know someone who has gone to this website and paid them the money and now they're taller, please let me know, because I want to interview them right here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to email them even as we speak and find out more about growtaller.net. So thank you very much. You've been a great audience, both of you, mom, dad, and best wishes and all my prayers going out to my nephews who are going to be in Iraq. One's there now, and everyone over there who's listening as well. They could, I suppose they could. All right, that concludes our podcast right here. You have been listening to The Lowdown. I am David Beach. Thank you for listening, and I apologize for the rambling, but that's the way it goes sometimes. If you have something you want said, let me know. We will cover it. Otherwise, you'll hear more of me rambling, and I know, according to one of the people I've interviewed, Paul, who's probably listening now, the shows are much better when I talk to somebody. We did have an interview collapse this week, didn't come through, and it's just not working out for some of them, but we will get more interviews going on right here at The Lowdown. Once again, thank you for listening. Have a great day.